Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Giancarlo Esposito has a new show. He stars in Parish, a drama premiering Sunday on AMC.
I'm tired of being the passenger in my own life.
Now, as a supporting actor, Esposito's known for stealing scenes as crime lord Gus Fring in AMC's Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Parrish, though, is one of the rare moments when he's gotten to headline a project. And NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has thoughts on that and more. Hey there, Eric.
Hi.
So listen, I'm a Giancarlo Esposito fan. Our producer put together a montage of some of his memorable roles. We start in 1988, School Days, we go to Breaking Bad, to his turn as Moff Gideon in Disney's The Mandalorian.
Guilty of 8 counts of conspiracy.
You have failed. Now is left to me to deal with him.
Looks like you could use a nice long sleep.
So how does he do carrying the lead in Parish?
Well, it's interesting. So I was in L.A. in February, and I had a wonderful dinner with some folks from AMC and got to spend some time with Giancarlo and talk with him about this show. And one of the things that he told me that was really interesting was that he had learned from working on all these other shows where, what they say in Hollywood is that you're at the top of the call sheet. You know, the person who's the star of the show is listed at the top of the sheet for the crew to let people know, you know, that's the most important person. That's the star of the show. He had been on all these other shows where he hadn't been at the top of the call sheet. And now he's doing this show where he is. So it's not just that you have to be a great actor and you have to come with your A game. You're a leader in a lot of ways. And he took that responsibility very seriously. And I think you can tell when you watch the show, there's so many great actors. You know, Paula Malcolmson, Skeet Ulrich, they all come together. Now, the story is basically he plays this guy who owns a luxury car service, and we start to learn that he had a dark past in the criminal world. His business is failing, and his son was killed in a shooting, and he and his wife, who's played by Paula Malcolmson, they're still trying to get over that. And part of it is that they're arguing over what to do with their home because there's so many memories of their son, and we have a little clip.
Look, this is our home. Okay? Okay?
But we're gonna lose it. We don't have to lose each other over it.
So this is one of the central tensions, is that, you know, his life is falling apart and he gets sucked back into the criminal world by this job that he takes that he thinks will just be one thing. And of course, it's never one thing. So.
Never, ever. So Parrish is adapted from a British show called The Driver. You know, let's say it's safe to say that Esposito is giving it his all. But there's more, right? The rest of the cast, the script, do those rise to his level?
I think the acting is wonderful. And as I mentioned, you know, there's a lot of great people in the supporting cast. I'm not so sure the show itself is distinctive in terms of the story that it's telling. A lot of these beats, you know, we have seen before. The guy who's trying to stay, the reformed criminal who thinks he has his life together, but then gets sucked back into the world of crime. And then he has to figure out a way to sort of reach his goals. I would say if you're a fan of Giancarlo, if you're a fan of some of the other actors that I mentioned, this would be worth checking out. I would really like to see him in a show that's just a little bit better narratively, and also that shows him doing something that we're not sure he can do. Because even in his supporting role, sometimes seeing him play a button-down corporate guy in The Boys, or seeing him play a straight up, you know, Star Wars villain in The Mandalorian. One reason why those appearances were so great is because we're not quite used to seeing him play those kinds of characters. And I would love to see him in a series where he gets to stretch himself like that. Parrish isn't quite that, but it's enjoyable, I think, for anybody who's a fan of him or Bradley Whitford or Skeet Ulrich or Paula Malcolmson or any of those people.
So, Eric, this morning news that Louis Gossett Jr., the star of An Officer and a Gentleman and Roots, has died at 87. Thoughts on that?
Well, of course, it's a tremendous loss. He had a great, really well-established career, was the first Black man to win an Oscar as Best Supporting Actor for a towering role in Officer and a Gentleman. Did amazing work in Roots, playing the slave that initially took Kunta Kinte under his wing and raised him up, all the way down to one of his last roles where he played a character in the HBO series Watchmen. You know, he was one of those great character actors who won great accolades and people respected, but somehow still, I think, was not honored enough. So I'm hoping in his passing that we do a lot of revisiting of these great roles that he had and a lot more talking about what a great performer Lou Gossett Jr. was and what a great example he was of how to really succeed in the business at a time when it was really, really hard for Black actors to get great roles.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks.
Thank you.